The agreement was supposed to carry the city through a May election on a regional transit authority. That plan went out the window when Ann Arbor City Council voted to opt out of the agreement. Ypsilanti City Councilmember Pete Murdoch says there are still communities that would like to maintain and expand public transit.
I think the people that will be involved in this, like I said, are not countywide, but more urban core, and would have an interest to do it. So I'm hopeful that we can get something together to move that forward, because I think that's critical to having transportation services in Ypsilanti and eastern Washtenaw County.
Mayor Paul Schreiber says Ypsilanti needs to continue to push for a regional transit authority, because having a permanent millage for bus service is the only way the city is going to be able to pay for it moving forward. Mayor Schreiber says one idea would be to create a so-called Act 196 organization, which would offer more flexibility.
Basically, the community can be divvied up according to its needs. So Pittsfield Township, the voting precincts along Washtenaw Corridor, for example, could opt into this authority, and the ones that are farther away that are in the rural area would not. So I think we need to use that power of the 196, whether ATA turns into a 196 authority, or whether Ypsilanti City and Township and whoever else forms their own 196. I mean, there are a lot of different ways we can go here.
The focus on regional transit is now expected to focus on what's described as the urban core, the cities of Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor, and the nearby portions of surrounding townships. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.